Unit 49. Want to buy the Brooklyn Bridge? As a rule, practical jokers either get stupendous laughs or get themselves into stupendous trouble. The outcome of a practical joke depends a great deal on the patience and sense of humor of the victim. Sometimes, however, a practical joke can be so outrageous that only the people who see the humor in it are the practical jokers themselves. For two practical jokers named Lozier and DeVoe, the latter case was certainly true. Both gentlemen were retired and living in New York in 1824. It was not long before these two restless men were getting all the excitement they could handle. It is a known fact that the southern portion of the island of Manhattan is sinking slowly into the ocean because of the weight of the many large buildings there. The practical joke was to convince fellow New Yorkers that the only way to save the island was to turn it around so the higher portion would be in the south and the lower southern portion would be in the north. Full-page ads were placed in newspapers to recruit an army of construction workers. The ad also mentioned that a gigantic anchor had been ordered and was now available to keep the island from blowing out to sea during a storm once the island had been twisted around. On the appointed day, hundreds of workers appeared for their first day of work. Fortunately for the practical jokers, they were nowhere to be found. Rumor had it that a sudden illness had sent Lozier and DeVoe on an indefinitely long trip to an unknown destination.